last time on Paint It Black.
You'd be the D, not Dick Man. You'd be
the D.
The D.
You have like the Daredevil thing.
Is that Daredevil? No, he's got dicks in his
head. Big dick on your chest, bro. Just big, big angry penis.
It's double dick.
My favorite rapper was Informer.
I think boom boom down. Where's Danielle to sing every fucking yeah, song? I wouldn't be surprised if she had like a tramp stamp, which is
snow
the chorus.
I love you, boom boom.
I like you, boom boom.
That would actually would be all right.
That would be a sweet ass tattoo. Like if a girl had a tramp stamp said, "I like you, boom boom down."
Yeah.
I mean, it's on the menu for tonight, guys.
Yeah, right.
You're getting herpes, but yeah, it's okay. On the menu.
Right.
Nintendo president Satoru Iwata passed away at the age of 65 this week.
What did he die of? Because it was probably seppuku, right?
No. A tumor.
You are just on the Nintendo. Right.
It was a tumor. That is really sad. He was a really cool guy.
What did he do?
GameCube, the Wii, the DS, and the Wii U.
And basically the downfall of Nintendo.
No, but...
A little bit, yeah. We can't seem to shy away from these horse fucker stories.
Another horse fucker. Horses must have just dynamite pussy or something like that. What keeps these guys going? Ooh,
I what? Feel those guys drink the wine coolers themselves. Like, they're just weirdos.
No one drinks
no,
wine coolers.
They do.
Any male of drinking age should be arrested for buying wine coolers. They're up to no good.
The only male I've ever seen of drinking age buying wine coolers was you.
When?
Welcome back to the Paint It Black podcast, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Pete Berg.
Got ourselves a late show.
Yeah.
We're getting this one in just under the wire. And we got a crossover, too.
Oh, what up, guys? This is Lauren from Bold and Belligerent.
Finally made it happen.
Yeah, man. Thanks for coming through.
Oh, man. It's my pleasure. It's really an honor. I love you guys' show. I listen every week. Happy to be on.
I appreciate that.
Thank you. Likewise.
Likewise.
Man. True that.
So, let's do... For real introductions, I'm Pete, that's Brian.
What's up?
There's Lou.
Yo.
And you heard Lauren. How was your guys' week?
Good, man.
Brian's bringing the thunder already.
You guys want to hear about what
it's
I
It's a
watched?
Dynamite question, Pete.
I saw some more great shit on Netflix.
BoJack.
Exactly.
That's it. I just got back from camping.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It was like a fucking lobster.
That's why I am like solo cup red right now.
Yeah, you look like you got into a fight with the sun, man.
I can't walk. I'm a little beat up. So bear with me.
Sun shit on you, man.
How about you, man? What'd you do?
Not much, man. I just got back from seeing Ant-Man a few minutes ago. That's probably the highlight of the week. Yeah. That and doing the podcast the other night.
Any good?
Oh, yeah. I loved it. It was actually really good. I don't really get too into the comics and like superhero movies and all that. But, you know, this one you didn't really need much of a backstory for. And it was... surprisingly funny. Like, I laughed a lot. So.
I heard it was funny. I heard that's the highlight of the whole thing.
Was it better than Guardians?
No. No, it was good. It was slightly not as good as Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's a tall order.
Yeah, that's why I was excited about that particular movie this year, because last year, Guardians of the Galaxy came out of nowhere and it was like a sweet-ass movie. So I was like, all right, Ant-Man's got to be this year's Guardians of the Galaxy. It's a weird old hero.
I got to see that this week.
Mm-hmm. None of you guys have seen it yet?
I keep getting tied up.
Nah.
Yeah, it's really good.
I saw that, took my lady to see that Amy Schumer movie.
The
Trainwreck?
Trainwreck, yeah.
Funny shit. Mm-hmm. Check it out. It's pretty good.
Was it? I heard it was terrible.
Really? It's like a Judd Apatow movie. If you like his stuff.
I love Judd Apatow.
There's a lot of good, just dirty jokes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what do you guys want to go into? You want to ask our guest a couple questions and then go into news, or?
Let's do that.
All right. So, I know you don't like trivia. I got some other easier, just trying to get to know you, really.
Okay.
You know, just for the listeners out there. All right, so what's your guilty pleasure movie, if you have one?
Just off the top of my head, I would probably say, I don't know, I guess it's not that bad of a movie, but The Breakup, I think, is really underrated. I'm not a big fan of Jennifer Aniston, but I think it's a very good representation of being in a relationship. And the comedy, I think Vince Vaughn's hilarious in it. He always reminds me of myself in it.
That particular movie, man, it was like being in a breakup. I hated it. It was very accurate, yes. But I did not like it.
It's an obscure pull. I like the going back a few years on that one.
Mm-hmm. I just like how much of a dick Vince Vaughn is in it.
You know, I thought you were going to say that fucking singing movie.
Oh.
Singing movie?
Because they always talk about that.
Like the high school movie?
That's Josh that loves Pitch Perfect.
You know what? That movie's good. Shut up.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
But, I mean, you've mentioned it so many times on the show.
It's not a guilty pleasure there, Lou.
Nothing guilty about that shit.
It's good, but Josh takes it to another level. He's literally seen it about 80 times now.
Jeez. Got the whole, all the dance moves.
Come on, there's other movies out there.
He could do the whole final number.
We did a pop quiz on him on Pitch Perfect, and that was like the only time anyone's ever passed a pop quiz on our show, I think.
That's a fandom that's not often represented.
Especially in the male domain.
Straight male, Pitch Perfect, not really adding up. Luke?
All right, so let's move on. If you were a wrestler, professional wrestler, what'd be your name and theme song?
Oh,
Lou, with the hard-hitting questions.
Something to do with dirty, because my last name actually means dirt in German. So I don't know what the theme song would be, but something to do with dirty.
What you? I don't know if you want to say your last name.
That's all good, Schmutz. It's actually, I think my family changed it to like the pronunciation to Smuts because we made the CH silent just to get away from the actual fact that it means dirt in German.
Yeah, after the 40s, yeah, you kind of want to hide that.
But it's always funny when you Google your name and all kinds of weird shit comes up about dirt and, you know, passages about dirt. And it's like, all right, I come from rich bloodlines, apparently.
All right, so I'm going to throw out some podcast questions out there just so people have an idea what yours sounds like. Is there any line you guys won't cross?
It's hard to say no to that one. If you've listened to enough episodes, they drop a couple more. I don't usually do it, but a couple of the guys on the show drop N-bombs constantly. We're pretty much kind of about attacking everyone, you know. I can honestly say we don't have any hatred towards any groups, or at least I know I don't, and I'm pretty sure Mike doesn't. Luke just is like a troll, so it's kind of, you can't take anything he says seriously in the first place.
Just want to rattle some cages, that guy.
Yeah, he's 23, and he grew up in this internet age and all that, and he just goes around saying whatever he wants, and no one ever really does anything about it, unfortunately. I've almost punched him a few times. You know, someday it'll come to that, I'm sure. We'll have the first podcast where someone actually gets socked in the face.
Make sure you get that on Periscope.
Right. Start the Periscope first, Luke. I'm about to punch you.
All right. If you had to describe the other guys on the podcast in one word, what would it be?
Mike, degenerate. Luke, asshole. And Josh, he's something. Low T is the first thing that comes to mind, but that's not one word.
Right. I like something. Just leave it at Pussy that.
What about yourself then?
Describe myself in one word. You guys are hitting me hard with these questions.
I mean, you've listened to the show before. It's like 60 minutes in here.
I don't know. How do you describe yourself in one word without sounding like an egomaniac, honestly? So I'll go self-deprecating and say dumb.
All right.
How would you describe yourself in one word, Brian?
Cool.
See, it's not so easy, is it?
I was going to say, like, sleeveless.
Sweaty.
Right.
All right, P, what about you? Red? That's a good.
Yeah, it's about today. Crispy.
Crispy. And what about yourself there, Lou?
Poor.
See, that wasn't so hard.
It's the guiding force behind 90% of my actions. All right, so maybe I can ask you a couple of questions about Vegas.
Okay.
All right, so finish the phrase, what happens in Vegas?
Comes home with you.
Mostly like STDs, I'm guessing.
Like crony dick.
STDs, yes, those stay with you for a while. And shame. Also, just I don't think anyone can keep their mouth shut from what happened here. It's not like anyone's going home stays here. You know, that's not true. People can't shut their mouth. So I'm sure whatever they did here, they go home and brag to everybody about.
I always thought it meant it was like a negative way. Like what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Like it's like if you killed someone, you killed a hooker. Banged a dude, killed him.
It's okay. There's no evidence.
I know you blew that tranny, but we're not talking about
her. Yeah. You gotta shut the fuck up, man.
She had sweet tits, though.
Hey, there's some hot hookers here, no doubt about it. And some train wreck ones.
Does everyone in Vegas know magic?
No.
No.
Damn it.
Shit.
That's like finding out that not everyone in Japan can throw a fireball.
Right. Can you trade sex there like bitcoins or just ordinary cash for whatever you want?
Yes, I would say so. Absolutely. The hookers here, they're desperate for work. Because I work all around town, and I'll just be, you know, randomly working in an intersection, and they're getting to the point now. It's kind of like strip clubs where they're more desperate, where you walk in and it's like immediately they need a lap dance or you got to go. It's like that with hookers. I've noticed them getting more and more aggressive. They're out in the street now, like dancing, trying to get attention, and it's getting strange.
Well, a poor economy.
They'll take any form of currency at this point. They'll probably take pesos,
Bitcoin, you
know, anything.
Yeah. Competition with internet porn. It's heating up.
Hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
So I have a question about the hookers.
You're really on the hookers.
Yeah, how many can you get for $50?
How much
bucks?
Are they?
Yeah.
Zero.
$50, how many can you get, you think?
You say that as if I'm experienced in the manner.
Well, I mean, this is just general Vegas knowledge, right?
I think Lou's asking for his own sake.
I think you could easily get two to give you head or something like that for $50.
Sweet, because Lou has 25.
Good Lou's deal. Next question. So, what street would I be on today?
Tropicana and I-15. I know exactly where they are right now.
If we're still talking about Vegas, if you had to describe, I'm sorry, if you had to make a flag for Vegas, what would be on that flag?
A smorgasbord of all sinners. Like a sinner kit, you know, like a booze bottle, a crack pipe.
A sinner kit is the flag. It's an open suitcase full of, like, cocaine, guns.
It's just an illustration from Dante's Inferno.
Right. What's in the devil's suitcase? That would be on the flag.
I actually want to go to Vegas and pack a sinner kit.
You'll be welcome. They'll let you right in with that. Right.
So, excuse me, sir, you've dropped your hypothermic needles.
And this bone saw for some reason.
Okay, so back to the hookers. Do you think it's better to get...
Is it a like, hard 50 or is it like...
negotiable?
Yeah.
No, do you think it's better to get like five okay hookers or just one slamming hooker?
I'll take one banging hooker.
Hmm.
And do they like Puerto Rican guys around 5'3"?
Here's the deal, Lou.
Are they on Groupon at all?
Here's my thing with the five regular hooker, like whack hookers over the one good one is, you're not like a fucking champion in the sack, bro. You're just gonna be still done in 10 minutes with five girls sitting there.
But
that you
with
got
like
to.
Five girls, you could play it up, dress up like Xerxes and shit, you know.
Have the why harem. Would you get a harem to dress up as the gayest movie character of all time?
You know what? He was a little gay.
A little?
You never saw him banging any dudes. He had a harem of women. And then he had the B-list harem.
Obviously,
all women.
The humpback guy had the B-list.
Maybe it was the golden codpiece that threw him.
So he may have been pretty gay, but he was very closet
you have five,
gay.
You have five hookers in a hotel. You're dressed as Xerxes. You're prancing around. Then what? Did you whip it out? They blow you for fucking 6 minutes and you fucking leave?
The rest of the time, like, four of them are carrying me on their backs.
No, I don't think you
can't. Blue.
No, the I'm going to say that the cheaper hookers that you're getting are definitely upping the ante every time you have them do some stupid nonsense like that.
Look, well, man, sex is exciting enough with one hot girl. I don't need Xerxes and five hookers. And
I don't know that you have an end game to the Xerxes fantasy.
It's just
he gets gangbanged by 300 dudes.
It's just get weird.
Leonidas
with it, man.
Throws a spear at him.
All right.
Then he paid one extra hooker who was a dude to come in there.
Okay.
He's looking to have a battle at Thermopile and shit.
Oh, man.
Could cut a piece of that Puerto Rican pie.
Enter my hot gates.
That reminds me, that's a good segue for a different question.
We just want to get off this topic.
No, it's a good segue.
More with the horse, please.
Would you?
Seriously, Lauren, where can we find the hookers in Vegas?
I told you, Trop and I-15. Right off the strip.
Okay, so keeping on that same theme,
yeah.
Would you say that you model your life after more of like a Liberace or a Caligula?
No gray area on this?
No, one or the other.
Either way, you're a sexual deviant.
So, Lauren, are you gay or terrible?
I'll lean towards the gay end.
All right. I got a bit of a trivia question for you. It's not too hard, though.
Why those two people? Again, like, why are you ripping out these, like, these people? For real,
can't there be some gray area here?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Well, this is... I made this up on the fly, man. Like,
I thought, and those are the two names that sprung to mind.
Like, he was thinking of manly men. Caligula. Look how many motherfuckers that guy killed.
He had some good ideas. Can you name all five of the Ninja Turtles?
Oh shit!
Probably not, but I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
So Donatello, and I'm gonna struggle with the rest. I was really into it too when I was a kid, but my brain, like, I have a very like shitty memory.
We're really looking for number five. That's the big one.
Donatello.
He's the one who likes
Angelo, right?
Legos on his pizza.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Damn it. I'm not going to remember that. I know what you're talking about, though. Who put Legos on this shit?
Yeah. I barely remember his name.
That's Dosanz.
Dosanz.
Dosanz. Yeah. Okay, yeah. The Renaissance painter.
Yeah.
He painted by numbers.
Yeah. All right. Vladimir Putin, great role model or the greatest role model?
I'd say the greatest.
Yeah.
I love his picture of him riding on a horse without a shirt on.
Right.
That's just awesome.
The guy's a boss, man.
Like, just saying we should have a leader like that. Come on now. Man's man.
Yo, our leader can dunk, man.
But why do you say that? Because he's black or can he actually dunk?
No, he's got game.
I don't know. He's pretty goofy, man.
He'll cross you up, man. You don't know.
He's like Prince.
That Obama cross on you?
That's a signature move.
He's like, crosses you, shoots a Jane Yar. He's like, you're at a deficit.
Gives you some of that Obamacare.
Yes, we can.
Obamacare package for you.
Like, yes, I did.
His dunk, signature dunk is the drone strike.
The drone strike.
All right, and lastly, what would be your porn name?
Lauren the Ooze Dirt.
Going back to the name again. Love it.
The Ooze?
The Ooze.
I like it, just like the lazy cum, like a...
velocity at all.
No velocity, just black quantity.
It's my signature.
Girl is drenched in deceived cumming.
In the business, they call them dribbles.
Dribbles.
Leaky pipe.
Leaky pipe. Leaky pipe.
All right, I think you did okay.
You did all right. Yeah, that's tough, man.
Not bad considering the caliber of questions, Lou.
Would you say, man? Like more of a Caligula? Or a, what was the other fucking
Liberace.
Liberace.
Listen, I ask like, hard.
What?
I ask the hard hitting questions,
is
right?
Is that a choice C?
It's mostly hookers and Liberace.
Marquis de Sade.
And apparently, you have a very advanced Xerxes fantasy.
We learned more about Lou on that one.
I want to be carried around by a bunch of slaves and stuff on a giant throne. You know?
Okie dokie.
All right.
Don't judge.
Don't judge.
Don't judge.
He identifies as Xerxes.
Don't judge until you try it for yourself.
He's trans Xerxes.
You might find that you like
it. He's going to be up there with the whip being like, move! Eat me, grapes!
My loads will block out the sun.
My loads?
Bathe her and bring her to my harem.
All right, let's move on and do some news, huh?
Let's do the news.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Black Studios, here is the news.
All right, we're going to start out in Northern Ireland, where they have a yearly festival, the Lady of the Lake Festival. And they just introduced a new event to the festival. Dung spitting.
Ew.
Ick.
You take
we get
sheep
it.
Dung, and you spit it.
And whoever spits it the farthest would guess would win that.
Doesn't vomit.
Yeah.
The funny part to me is the story of the guy who created this. He's kind of a weirdo. And there's photos on the site of him allowing the sheep to deposit the ammo directly into his
mouth.
This
is gross, man.
You want to see that picture?
No.
Ew, he's got his tongue out.
That's a fucking sex crime, right?
This is clearly a guy just creating an event.
Europe desperately needs a second popular sport.
I think it's a crime for celebrating spitting.
Yeah, that's just rude.
Swallow it.
Right?
But this is clearly just a guy creating an event to justify his sick fetish, right?
100%.
This is like every other person that we talk about in the news being like, you know what? Horse fucking, that's our new
competition. What if he just didn't like the rest of the people in town and he was like, ha.
Like, I got you to eat sheep dung?
Yeah, and he just fucking peaced out.
Well, he's the one getting pooed on in these photos.
Oh, all right, then that whole scenario.
A sheep.
That Kaiser Soze scenario isn't going to be it.
This guy fucking.
The sport where he knows he'll win because no one else wants to compete.
Finally, I'm a winner.
I remember there was a show. What's that? The world record book?
Guinness.
Yeah, the Guinness World Record book. They had a show where you try to break all the records on it, and some guy had put a tarantula in his mouth and blew bubbles. And, like, he broke the record.
They finally broke that one?
Well, I'm just saying, like, who the fuck fucking had that record?
Right. Jesus Christ. This guy's a freak, though, man. He basically did the human centipede on himself.
Ew. Well,
with a sheep.
He let that thing drop a hot shit in his mouth.
I saw that, I'd be like, all right, you win, bro.
Get this man the trophy.
Do we have second place trophies here?
I'd call the authorities, man. I'd snitch on that guy so fast.
You'd snitch on the whole town.
Stooley Lou.
There are some things where you just need a snitch for. You cannot be against the cops on that.
Please save that sound clip.
I don't really care if they. I mean, I'm not going to be involved in it, but like, hey, man, if you want to eat shit, eat shit.
You know, I tried to find a sound clip of you, but you were very careful about not saying anything incriminating.
Yeah, well, I have somewhat of a government job. And I try to keep this shit. That's why we don't even have Facebook anymore, is because it wanted like an identity with our Facebook page. And I was like, I'm not putting my name on that shit. So if some employer Googles my name, a bold and belligerent comes up, fuck that.
Right.
Yeah, my girlfriend, Jill, she's on the show a bunch. And she basically had to stop that. She's working for now. Well, so
I don't want to completely blow up her spot.
I mean, it's not my job. Well, yeah,
actually, had to throw a bunch of beeps into our last episode because Luke and Josh were both dropping the company that I work for.
Damn.
Yeah, we may have to do the same.
Man, did everyone think you work for some like filthy company, man? Like when they dropped your real name, you know, the name of the company.
Yeah.
Just, you had to bleep it out.
Yeah.
Yep.
He works for shit company.
Beep.
Dung Spitter Incorporated. All right, let's do another one. Yeah. Has anybody heard of porn star Kayla Jane Danger?
Why the danger? Is she?
I don't know.
Is she lying on a tightrope when she's getting fucked or something?
She's strictly only black guys.
Well, she's in the news for building a life-size Darth Vader model out of only sex toys. I have a photo here for you guys in the room.
This is like a giant black cock.
That's why they call her Danger.
It looks good.
It does look kind of good, except that it's comprised mainly of vibrators. And it's 7 good. Feet tall.
Good in what way, Lou?
It looks like Vader.
Delicious.
That's what I was going towards. Are you going to be using it later, Lou?
No. But I think everything on there is a sex toy.
It's comprised frame. Of a sex doll, mm-hmm. hooker boots, 200 vibrators, 10 paddles, a whip, and 2 rows of anal beads, rubber fist, and that's it.
Just one sex doll, or are they hooked up like Zoltron? Because that's a big fucking.
Well, they cut the feet off and put it on the hooker boots.
Oh, yeah. All right.
And he has a rubber fist because his arm chopped off.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, that's why she did it? Oh.
I don't know if that's the reasoning, but I like it. I like that out of the whole thing, the entire picture is like you just see sex toys, but whatever that lightsaber is made out of, they pixelated that thing.
Yeah.
It's too dirty.
That thing looks like it has thorns.
It has thorns coming out of it. That's like from Lou Xerxes' party.
So how many nerds are going to go gay for this?
Only the most hardcore of them.
There's a lot of them, though.
Yeah, I could see a few getting down with this.
Yeah.
Just plastered the dark side on it.
The dark side.
Man.
Well, and this next one is actually oddly appropriate because it has to do with the movie 300.
Ahoo.
So there's this company, Sweetie Salad.
When you watch that movie, it's like, it's raining men.
check Lou's DVD player right now.
That's a good fucking movie, man.
Why would you want to be Xerxes, though?
Yeah.
I still don't understand this.
All right, there's only a couple dudes in the movie.
Ton of dudes.
It's 300 dudes.
Exactly 300 of them.
No. They say 300, but
it might be the movie with the most dudes in it.
Yeah,
there was like 10 dudes.
That movie had a lot of dudes.
You just saw.
There's only one woman in that whole thing.
Yo, if the question was what movie could you say was like almost all dudes, it's like 300. That's basically.
Yeah, they counted.
Yeah.
All right, so Leonidas had his bitch, right? Everyone else, there was no wives or anything mentioned. And then there was the dude who had the harems.
No, there was wise.
He had harems aplenty.
Every one of those guys had a child and was already in, you know, yeah, he had a child.
Doesn't matter. Why would you want to be Xerxes?
Yeah, what the fuck you want to be Xerxes for?
He wins, man.
He does not win.
He wins.
He wins the battle. He loses the war.
They just tell you at the end, the guy is telling the story, and then we rose up against Xerxes. Like, but you're not going to get to see it.
Yeah, it wasn't like 25 years later. It was like the next month.
I like to think that maybe, you know, he came out of that. Him and his harem, you know. They're all right.
His harem's bonkers, man. I don't like his harem.
I want to be the guy in the sequel who bangs Eva Green.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was a good scene.
That was like, this is almost rape. Did you see that, Lauren?
No, what are you talking about?
The sequel to 300.
I didn't see that shit. No, I love the original, but I was like, eh.
That is basically the entire synopsis of that movie. It's just,
No, I liked it. I liked that fucking movie. And then there was this crazy-ass sex scene. It was bonkers.
That movie kind of sucked, except for that sex scene.
No, I liked it.
In fact, only watch it for that one scene.
They were just completely uncoordinated.
In fact, only watch it for that one scene.
You know,
fast forward to that scene. And stop.
Will do.
Stop there.
Like, the 300 where, you know, they had their shit together.
Go to the chapter where Avery Green's got her titties out. Click on it.
And they were out there, big time.
Yeah, she got nice tits, man.
All over the fucking place.
Mm-hmm. Just floppy titties.
They're not floppy about those firm-ass things. Those are perfect titties.
Those are great titties.
Perky.
Mm-hmm.
I won't have you referring to floppy.
I'm sorry, man. I meant it in
How
a
dare you,
I meant floppy in a good way.
All right. Anyway, back to the story.
Dumb-dumb.
Yeah, dude.
I'll give you a yum a dum-dum.
I'm going to have to check it out. They call me Mr. Skin, man. I'm all into that. Like celebrity tits in movies and all that.
Then well, boy, are you in?
Do you got
for
any choice cuts, man? Which celebrity
I've always been a big Jessica Biel guy, and there's a movie. There's like a little known movie called Powder Blue where she's a stripper.
The stripper
and,
one.
Yeah, there's a little scene in that where she shows her tits and all that.
Oh my goodness, that's I did not know about that movie.
I've seen that picture.
Google search.
Where you know.
All right, so there's this company called Sweetie Salad opening up in Beijing. They're like a salad place. So to promote, they hired 40 Western men dressed as Spartans from 300 to march down the streets carrying their salads as kind of a promotional gimmick. They were quickly beaten by the police.
They should have funneled the hotcakes. No, I don't think so. Just a bunch.
They must be Athenians.
Just a bunch of Chinamen.
Lousy boy touches. This is a 300 heavy episode.
Because of Lou.
This wouldn't have happened to Xerxes.
I didn't ask them to do that shit this week. Yeah.
But yeah, here's a photo for you guys in the room again. It basically looks like a pride parade going on in the middle of Beijing.
And you guys want to be part of that squad?
Not the salad-holding bunch.
Yeah, did you see what happened to the other squad? The other squad got absolutely chainsawed up.
Well, I don't want to be a soldier for Xerxes.
You just want...
I'm not the one who's going to be a fucking pincushion.
I want to say morale in Xerxes' whole thing. It's got to be rough. Look at the ugly characters he had on his side, man. I just want to look at that shit all day.
Look at
that fucking hunchback.
Yeah. Oh, God. You fit right in over there. Get in this tent, guy.
Yeah. See that hooker with the club foot and one titty? She's yours.
You have 10 of them if you want.
Damn.
All right. So what's up next here?
All right. We got Spartans. Oh, clowns. Hate them. Next,
I'm with that.
There's a Chicago cemetery, Rose Hill Cemetery, where there's been frequent spottings of a figure dressed in a yellow clown suit and rainbow wig.
That's gotta be pretty fucking unnerving to see in a cemetery.
They give one story of a woman and her husband as they drove past the cemetery and they saw a guy in the yellow suit running past them at around 10 p.m. When they got close, they realized it was a clown, and then the clown turned around and just waved at them. Very slowly.
That's on YouTube somewhere. That guy was doing the film of that, man.
Like, that guy's like, an asshole.
He really is. He's trying to haunt our...
Just plain and simple.
It'd be funny, though, if, like, around the corner there was just a tiny car parked.
I would, you know what, there's... it'd be kind of cool, though, to, like, go in a cemetery and, like, it's on a main road or something like that and just try to freak people out, like... The clown goes, walks by, and then like maybe like two little girls skip around or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, chanting a like weird rhyme.
Yeah, it's like someone hanging from a noose.
You know, I'd love to do that kind of thing, only I'm afraid that like...
Of ghosts.
The one dude who we had like pranked was carrying, and he just bugged and shot a clown, you know?
What hardcore motherfuckers do you know?
That would make the story a lot better.
Like, because I'm always like,
you think the clown's the first thing to get shot, not the two little girls or like the zombie or...
Well, you
I
know
shoot
what?
The clown first, and yeah. then if I had two, if I was being attacked by all those things, and I had two bullets, I'd shoot the clown twice,
right in the nose.
Well, yeah, because you're not sure if it's a killer clown from out of space.
Yeah, you don't want to end up as a big cotton candy.
Mm-hmm. Because you're dead. Then into the balloon, you have a chance.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, let's move on from there, because that is unsettling. San Francisco has a new public initiative to stop people from peeing on walls when they're drunk.
Is that a problem?
It's, like not,
a...
it's just not going to happen. People are going to pee on walls
Oh,
when
but
they're
drunk. They came up with a defense mechanism. A special paint that reveals urine with a UV coating and repels water, so that when you pee, it bounces back at you.
This is a bluff. There's no such thing. It cannot be done.
You're calling...
That's the same sand. Thing as the chlorine that turns the water blue or whatever bullshit.
Yeah.
That like... stops nobody. Right. But they actually have a little diagram of a guy peeing against the wall and it shooting back onto his shoes.
It's computers. Computers.
It's pretty much what happens at a urinal anyway.
Yeah. It's a CGI wizardry.
How did they come up with this? Some politician out there like, I'm rubber and he's glue.
Brilliant! Get the scientists on the line.
Fucking genius!
Yeah, we got about $10 million. Let's figure out some piece.
Yeah, don't we have bigger fish to fry than this?
Apparently not.
We're not
on that's what we're
reason we're worried about piss on walls.
Yeah, but it's not even that you stop the piss from being on whatever property it is. It's another guy gets a little pee pee on himself.
Yeah.
You know?
Probably just widens the stance a
yeah,
little
like,
bit.
Whoa! This wall made of rubber. Pissed on the ground.
Yeah, you just turn around.
And that would be funny if you sprayed the floor with that.
Yeah.
Because then you'd be pissing all day, right? Like, bloop, bloop.
Yeah. It would just never stop.
Yeah, it would bounce out of the property.
It's entire building made of flubber.
That's what I'm saying. It can't be a real thing. Like, if I just, like, sprayed the floor with it and I pissed on the floor, it wouldn't just bounce away.
I would hope it would. It would look like a Vegas fountain. The old choreographed... Set it to a Celine Dion song.
So what's the end game? Just the piss ends up on the ground instead of the wall.
Pretty much. At a different part of the ground. Wow, we're wasting money.
Right. Cure a fucking disease.
Yeah. You know cancer's a thing, right?
I mean, why don't you just invent a better solution? Just invent a crazy serum that you put on the wall, sort of like bouncing it off the wall. It just maces you.
The wall maces?
Yeah. It's like,
create a robot that detects urine scent and maces you.
Or a boxing glove just pops out of the wall like Jackass.
Yes, we need to invest in wall gloves.
But you can't have it come out too fast. It might blow the guy's head off.
Problem solved.
Well, then,
boom!
Easy way to solve it. Replace the glove with a pie.
Like
coconut cream pie.
No, I'm assuming these are homeless guys doing this, right?
They're going to like that.
Oh, yeah. You got a point.
They're going to start peeing on shit.
He's gonna have his, they're just going to have his buddy sitting with a garbage bag. Like, pee on the wall.
All right.
Well, speaking of robots, Brian, this one's for you.
Yeah.
We know you like robots.
Love them.
There is now a hotel in Nagasaki. staffed entirely by robots. Creepy, creepy, soulless, dead-eyed robots.
No way, man. They might just unionize and take over that place.
I don't like it. The reason the guy employs robots is you don't have to pay him. So,
let's see. You've already taken over the joint.
You know what the million mechanics you have to when these things continually go down?
The place is called Henna, which translates to weird hotel.
No way, really?
Yeah. The concierge is a dinosaur. Not kidding.
Like a hologram?
No, it's a robot dinosaur. It's a velociraptor with hair. Looks like an anime character.
That's so stupid.
The bellhop is a shelf that's like rolls around.
A shelf?
Yeah, look, it's a shelf.
That's so weird.
Let's see, a mechanical arm comes out and places your belongings in a storage locker. They have a dancing robot next to the receptionist.
That's what he wants to hear about, the dancing robot.
You ever see like Osmo? The dancing robot?
Osmo?
Oh, yeah. Not Osmo. Osmo. Are you a pleasure model?
Gunbo.
And then most disturbing of all, they have a receptionist that is a realistic humanoid lady. And by realistic,
lady bits?
I mean dead-eyed and evil looking.
But black eyes like a doll's eyes.
Like a doll's eyes.
Kind of. And it's really upsetting. This is worse than the clown.
It's one of those things that you don't want to support, but at the same time, you kind of want to check it out. You're like,
Yeah. Just for the story.
Right.
You haven't answered Brian's questions, though. Is it anatomically correct?
Yeah.
It doesn't say. Here's a photo of that one for you, Brian.
Does it have a robot asshole?
Let me see. That's a little too small. That's pretty lifelike.
He'd fuck it.
Oh, yeah. It catches the D. Brian. That's why I said. What? Has it got lady bits or what?
Yeah.
Another news. Brian was deported from Japan for fondling an android.
Well, that's kind of just...
I wish that made news.
That's just destructing a property, right?
This hotel brought to you by Skynet.
It's like, when you get back, there's a poster on my lawn that says, like, get out, robot fucker. We know what you
did. Robot rape should be illegal.
So if you got...
I think it should be illegal.
At that point, is it even a human rights issue?
Not if it has, like,
that's
a coin
slot.
People
said in the 60s.
Why right? was I programmed for pain?
Stop it.
Not in that hole.
Burning.
Not in my face.
If I dream, will I see God?
Insert more coins to continue.
It is Japan, so they automatically sound like they're being brutalized.
Right. I only do bukkake.
Yeah, they don't. No one has pleasure when they have sex over there, right?
You put your dick in it, it becomes pixelated.
It's all unwanted over there.
Yeah, I like how the actual sex part is blurred out, but yet they can have tentacle porn and every weird thing under the sun, but a dick is too much for us to handle.
That's why they have tentacle porn. It's because they're so afraid of dicks, they had to come up with dick substitutes.
Has anyone just asked why?
Because they passed this law.
I mean, like, why do they have that law? It's like, why are you guys doing that? They'd just be like, oh. Like, we should probably let everyone see what's happening.
Oh, you're right. We're Japan. We're fucked up.
Yeah. We sell panties and shit. Like, schoolgirl panties. It's
maybe like, they just don't actually have genitals and it's just really a blur down there.
Like Ken dolls. They just come with flesh BBDs.
Lou, do you have a video on your thing?
Yeah. Did I send you something for, like...
This one. The horn player here. I want a sampling of that audio. So the... there were some neo-Nazis marching down the street. This was in South Carolina. They were protesting the Soviet flag. The Confederate flag.
They did not get the news down there?
Yeah. Stalin.
It's like they lost. Like when? 30 years ago.
What? At the same time, we are talking about neo-Nazis.
We landed on the moon.
We're still talking about neo-Nazis. That died way before that.
What is a neo-Nazi?
A new Nazi.
That's all it is? New Nazi.
Modern-day Nazi. So they were marching down the street with their flags, and a guy who took issue with it decided to follow them with his tuba. All
right.
And play a little marching tune.
I'm going to fire it up right now. It's just like that Family Guy bit. There we go.
You guessed it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got Nazis marching next to it. I play this behind fat people when they walk.
He's killing the hate. You can't be hateful with this tuba going.
Yeah, he breaks into another song in just a sec.
And this is what stupid looks like.
Was she talking about the Nazis or the tuba?
She's talking about pixels.
I forget what this tune's called, but it's
Flight
great.
Of the Valkyrie.
That's epic, though. He just follows him down the whole fucking street.
Flight of the Valkyrie is a funny song to me. I don't know why. It's not epic so much, it is funny to me.
Because these Nazis are just kind of putzing along. And
No, this isn't the epic Nazis of the 1940s. These are chubby southern dudes.
And neo-Nazis have no real convictions. They're not burning nobody or dragging nobody behind trucks.
No, they're just like, we hate people.
It's like shaved, right. Just like shaved heads and that, and swastikas, really.
It's more of a fashion statement than anything.
Their uniforms.
They really seem to like that flag, though.
Oh my god, yes, those Nazi uniforms.
Hugo Boss.
Shut up.
Swear to God.
Let's do a Jersey story. So this fella.
Bon Jovi.
Or Bruce Springsteen. One of them Jersey people.
Tony Soprano.
He broke into a Jersey family's home when the homeowner went out to take the garbage out. Broke in, snuck upstairs, entered the family home, and went into the daughter's vacant bedroom. Apparently, she didn't live there anymore. He then lived under that bed for several days while charging four cell phones with a nearby electrical outlet. This guy made it several days without being identified as living in the house under a bed. How does that fucking happen?
A little girl's bed. This guy couldn't have been very big.
I don't know how little she was. She was, I'm assuming, away at school, because it turns out this burglar was also her ex-boyfriend.
Why do you have four cell phones?
I don't know. This dude looks like a fucking cretin, man.
Why? I mean, but like... Oh, fuck.
He looks like, if you've ever seen that Boondocks, that dude who's like, I'm looking for man's butt.
The booty warrior.
Yeah. Yes. He's such a creep.
He's got to kill his gaze.
Well, he went the whole time without food and was charged with burglary and theft of electricity. Because that's a thing.
Really? You could be charged with that?
Apparently.
I say blame Apple. Mm-hmm.
Blame Apple?
Yeah.
Your damn phones die too quick.
Yeah, what's
that's what I'm saying.
Was he fucking candy crushing it or something?
Clash of Clans under the bed all day.
He was right swiping like a motherfucker.
All right, we got one or two more. Let's do this one.
Four phones at once. Right swiping.
Right swiping. I will get a match! Hulk Hogan's in trouble.
Is the Ultimate Warrior coming back?
No, he's just got in trouble for being extremely racist.
Oh, I heard about this.
Yeah, this is apparently transcribed from when he was fucking Bubba the Love Sponge's wife.
Yeah.
On that sex video. Mm-hmm. There was some conversation about how his daughter was having this music career and she was banging his son, who was a black guy. And his quotes, I mean, I don't have double standards. I am a racist to a point, fucking niggers. But when it comes to nice people and shit, whatever.
Whatever.
Oh, man.
He goes on to say, I mean, I'd rather if she was going to fuck some nigger, I'd rather have her marry an 8-foot-tall nigger worth $100 million, like a basketball player.
I mean, it's more like 7 feet tall there, Hulkster.
WWE has since erased him from existence.
Wait, so I want to just like think back now to our childhoods. Did he just mean the white kids to eat their vitamins and say their prayers?
Yes. That's exactly what they...
He's kind of the ultimate heel. Right.
What this took me back to was how off base we were when we would play the old wrestling games and we had a character named Big Mama Hogan.
We knew he was racist 10 years ago.
We played Hulk Hogan as a, what was it?
He was an anti-Semite and he was a hater, really. He protected all the white players from all the black players.
So called that one.
Yeah.
Damn. How many black players were there that you needed
to... There was a lot. It was Booker T,
There was like
Mark
the,
Henry like, shows Mark up. Henry,
the Nation, the Rock, I guess, right? The Nation Rock. And Domination.
All
maybe?
Those guys, a lot of them.
We also had The Rock as the emissary of gay called The Braunch.
The Braunch. And he won matches by being totally homo.
That reminds me of when I fucking
did the Xerxes thing.
No. And I made this fucking super gay character, and his name was
I remember this character.
Booty Pop Moonsault.
The Booty Pop Moonsault.
I don't know.
Queer Mo Johnson.
Yeah, and I used to fucking give everybody the Bronco Buster just constantly.
I believe he had two moves, and one of them was that.
Yeah.
Was that in a stinky face?
I'm sitting there like on Xbox, just laughing so hard I'm crying because I keep doing Booty Pop Moonsault.
The Booty Pop Moonsault was a hot move.
And then I created a new move where it was the Stalling Power Bomb.
Oh yeah, you stab the guy's face in your mouth like.
Yeah, he would just do spins.
You should say the Booty Pop Moonsault was just a moonsault, but with twerking before.
Yeah. I think it explains itself.
Why that was in the game to begin with.
Because the girls used that move.
There was twerking going on? I haven't watched wrestling in a while.
It was just in the game. Like, you know, I haven't watched that dumb shit.
But anyway, just to wrap up this story, you know what WWE does when they don't like what you did or you killed your entire family, like Chris Benoit.
His name off of everything?
His name is off of everything.
That's a lot of shit to take your name off of.
Well, it's not 1986 anymore. It's not as much.
They go back and take off all the
DVDs,
the records, all that stuff.
Yep, and that is happening to the Hulkster.
Watch. You buy a new DVD, it's going to be like, when the Ultimate Warrior fought Andre. Just going to be digital.
Hulk Hogan a different guy saying it.
Digitally placed on there.
Did Hulk Hogan ever fight Benoit? Because that'll just be like a silent match with no like intro.
Just that picture of the like, please stand by with the Indian.
Yeah.
I know that
two
like,
terrible people fought here.
Yeah. If you try to make Benoit on like the created character, their people will just like shut down your account.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The video games. You could always there's a lot of Benoits you can download.
Yeah, but I mean like people get in trouble for that shit. Like,
oh no! The online you mean
the
that,
online
they made,
thing?
Yeah. The online they don't allow you to do that.
Yeah. But well, of course, you definitely can find like a Hitler and all that shit.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Benoit? Fuck. Well, he's no longer listed on the WWE Hall of Fame. His merchandise has been removed from the shop. The only thing that currently remains is his upcoming Australian tour, which he's listed as a general manager for some Australian tour they're doing. But when you click on it, it says you are not authorized to access this page.
Wow.
So they are wiping the slate clean.
How much red and yellow garbage is going to little African kids going to be wearing next month, man? Like,
mm-hmm.
Because they have to get rid of all that shit.
You know what? I'm surprised he doesn't like black
people.
There's
definitely going to be the Hulkamaniac gang in Kenya or something like that fucking 1 year from now. You get the Hulkamania bandana.
I'm surprised he doesn't like them because he did do a rap song. I want to be a Hulkamaniac.
Oh, yeah. Jill, she's like,
that.
I want to be a Hulkamaniac.
That song is a piece of shit.
Well, yeah, it was rapped by Hulk Hogan.
Like, I almost want to play it, but wow, what a piece of dog shit. The worst thing he ever did in his career, and we just talked about racism.
Speaking of dog shit, can't help a good segue.
Yeah.
Dog the Bounty Hunter. Ooh. Final news story. He's not going to go after El Chapo. You know El Chapo?
No shit.
No.
He's the escaped cartel kingpin.
The dude who was hating on Trump.
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, yeah, all right, yeah. Yeah, that guy.
Mexican government is offering a $3.8 million reward. And for some reason, people are asking Dog the Bounty Hunter to do it.
He's like, I'm a TV guy. You know,
he said, that would be out of my league.
Yeah. Well, at least he's not pretending that he can actually do it fucking with a can of pepper spray and his fat fucking wife.
With his bear mace. Bear-sized wife.
Did you guys see the video of El Chapo escaping prison?
I didn't see the video of it.
Oh my god! They have actual surveillance of his cell when they basically dug a hole up into his cell, and you just see him like walk over into this corner, and then he just disappears.
Damn!
It's like Andy Dufresne.
Dog the Bounty Hunter can't handle that.
No,
I do want to see it attempted.
Attempt what?
Next week we just Dog the Bounty Hunter was killed.
Yeah. He doesn't have enough leather or armbands to take that man down.
They got him the old Columbia necktie.
I think that fucking weird mass of hair can deflect bullets.
His super mullet?
Yeah. You know, he kind of bears like a weird resemblance to Hulk, too.
No, it's DDP.
He does look like DDP.
Yeah. His hair's not curly.
No, and plus, this is like if DDP fell asleep on somebody's roof for a week.
No, DDP, DDP never learned yoga. Man, he looks just like this dog, the bounty hunter.
Right. You've been eating too many fucking pudding snacks, man. What happened to you?
Pudding snacks?
He'd be passing out and waking up with his butt hurt.
Just imagine he went up there with like snack packs, like a whole case of them. Just came down with a giant gut. Looking like dog. Burnt to shit.
Okay.
You'd have to eat like you couldn't eat enough pudding snacks to get like super duper fat. They're like 80 calories for like a bucket.
Really? Those things are like...
That's the measurement too.
Yeah.
They're not serving like... size, one bucket.
Yeah. 120 calories.
Alright.
I need a trough of pudding, please.
I got a skid of pudding.
I gotta take down El Chapo. I need a case.
Yeah. I need the carbo load.
Alright, so...
That's it for the news for this week.
Alright, so you guys want to take a quick break?
Quick break. Come back with some Balderdash.
Mm-hmm. Alright.
Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile, keeps us moving along. So thank you guys, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Dude, I think we did it.
How'd you talk me into this again?
Beats me. Hey, everyone, this is CJ.
And BK.
Your two new best friends.
Bringing into another podcast you're probably enjoying.
Dude, this will just take a second. Let's pitch this bitch.
If you enjoy drunken tangents,
sick-ass nerd references,
annoying sound bites that won't go away,
and of course, friendship, we invite you to check out
The Friendship Podcast. Available on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
And our website, thefriendshippodcast.com.
All right, can we go now?
Yeah, just one more thing. Hack the planet!
All right, so those are our new pod buds. Friendship Podcast.
Airhorn makes everything better.
You know what? You know what?
Remix!
They're getting another podcast that's got their musical shit together, man. They're just on the fly, just making music with their mouth. Good shit.
Lauren, I catch some musical stuff on... I catch you guys breaking into song quite often.
Uh-huh.
Are you to blame for Lou's obsession with us making mouth music?
That's quite possible, yes.
Man, he tried to get that bird to fly. I don't know.
I don't think they plan it. It just happens. It's very organic.
It's organic when they do it. Yeah. It's not when we...
I've got the music in my soul. You guys? I don't know.
Hometown Philly back again. No, 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 no.
Thanks to your guys' ad, I can never get Maneater out of my fucking head. Oh, there she go.
That's a fucking...
All fucking day.
Yeah. You're welcome. Why don't we play some Balderdash?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cue that retard party.
Time to put your kids in your pants.
In your pants now.
We're about to play Balderdash.
Balderdash now.
Try and have some laughs.
Have some laughs.
Let's sing it one more time.
Alright.
Time to put your kids in the past.
In the past now.
We're about to play Balderdash.
Balderdash now.
Try and have some laughs. And now it's time to start all again.
Try and have some laughs.
Alright.
Did you salute over there, Lauren?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Sip to you, my friend.
Take a drink.
All right.
I do it when I'm driving around at work, and for some reason I just spaced it.
Boy, dog, take a sip for not...
It's a salute.
For not saluting or salute.
No, I didn't salute right now, but when I'm at work, I usually salute when I'm listening to your show.
Like, what is wrong with this guy? Why is he saluting? Well, just a reminder, we're getting close to the end of the Balderdash. Theme contest. Mm-hmm. So that's coming up.
You left a lot of pauses. I'm like, we're going to stop playing Baldur's Dash?
I was building suspense slowly. Or I just blanked on what I was saying.
Baldur's Dash will never die.
In fact, it'll just improve with theme songs.
That's right. And you guys put out a fucking doozy, man.
I'm looking forward to hearing all of
them. I haven't let anybody else hear him.
He's been very secretive. We're keeping this pure.
That's what I like to hear. I want the initial reaction.
Yeah.
That episode, we got to have, like, Ken on and Simon Cowell, man. It's got the whole...
That was bloody awful.
It's terrible.
All right. So, Brian.
Yo.
You won last week.
Yeah.
So you pick who starts.
I'll start.
Now, Lauren, I'm putting you into the empty chair here, so as we go around the location, you go after Brian.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
All right. First question. Define this word, Whistersnivet.
Whistersnivet?
It's a weird one.
It's a British sex move.
What does it entail?
What does it entail? The guy's dressed like a chimney sweep, and the girl's dressed like a Victorian maid, and you just give the old Whistersnivet, which you just lift over her flaps, exposing her rear, and you shag.
You're talking a Cockney accent, like Dick Van Dyke.
Look, you're all dressed like Victorian.
Oh, hey, to clean the pipes.
Hey, governor, would you like to clean the pipes? I can't do the British accent.
I know that. It's fun luring you into accents, because you...
Look, I want to just admit something. I'm incredibly high right now. So, like, my thought process...
Oh, I couldn't tell by those glassy eyes.
Well, I have a thought process. The accent has no good. Can't do that.
Yeah. All right, Lauren, we're going to go to you. What is a Whistersnivet?
All right, I'm just going to go with the first thing that popped in my head, and that was like a German spittoon.
I like it.
I kind of like that.
What did they yell out before they spit, though?
Achtung!
Fuck it, you dudes.
It's just a picture of a rabbi at the bottom of it. Or like the Israeli flag. It's a very controversial piece.
All right, Lou. Whistersnivet.
All right, Whistersnivet. That sounded British to me, too. I think it's like a trickster, like Gazoo, just crazy British, you know?
It's a lame Hanna-Barbera idea. Yeah,
exactly. Whistersnivet's at it again. Crikey. Do they say crikey? Shit.
I think that's Australian.
Crikey. My answer's just imploding now. Christ.
I like the concept of it.
Yeah.
It's like a mythical...
Like a little trickster god, yeah.
Finish your vegetables or the Whistersnivet will come and get you.
Yeah. He's like the, you know, St. Paddy's Day Krampus or something.
Better eat all your potatoes.
Yeah. Drink your beer.
Drink your beer.
They're saying that to
finish
children.
Your Guinness or the Whistersnivet will take your teeth.
The Whistersnivets visited many homes there in Britain then.
Whatever they got to do to convince themselves to drink, I guess.
With those chompers?
Yeah.
All right. That's a good round. All solid answers. Shit. I got to go Lou. Just because we went on that. Nice little.
Are you that beat the fucking Nazi spittoon?
I like the Nazi.
You like
one,
the
yeah.
Nazi? All right,
don't throw me pity. Come on,
it's a good answer too.
You know, we're just fans of Nazi humor.
Funny one, man.
I think I'm in a Nazi mode right now because I've been playing Wolfenstein all weekend.
You hope none of your friends isolate that clip. But I'm in a Nazi mode right now.
I might save it for myself.
All right, Lauren, we're gonna go to you for this one.
Oh.
Who is Sergei Voronov?
Sergei Voronov.
And while you think, a Whistersnivet is actually a hard hit to the body. In what language, I don't know. But the body blow.
Sergei Voronov is an Italian man that came to New York and he was trying to sell hot dogs, but he got quickly beat out by the competition.
Quick question. Are there no Italian people in Las Vegas?
Not many. We got a lot of white trash here.
He is definitely a mole.
Like
Sergey Baron.
Best hot dog salesman in Times Square. He's not quite cutting it.
The sad tale of Sergey Baron.
Hit to me, a Sergey.
Try my hot dog.
Lou.
Yeah.
Sergey Voronov.
All right. Sergey Voronov. He is a Russian dude who got famous for...
Clearly.
for the tastiest beets in town. His secret? Salt. He had to take out his life-saving to buy a pinch of salt, but he got it.
I traded my shoes for this.
Yeah.
All right, Brian.
Sergey
Voronov.
Sergey Voronov is a Greek man.
And?
Yeah.
He sells falafels.
Bringing the thunder.
Yeah. He kind of said it like, duh. Like, fuck, of course he sells.
It's the delivery that throws me.
Wow.
Considering he's got to be Russian, that's got to go to Lou again. In reality, he was a medical quack who transplanted monkey glands into men, claiming they would be rejuvenated.
Oh, Mr. Moreau.
I've heard about your islands. Lou, you're up. Initials. I-O-N. Hmm. What do the initials I-O-N stand for?
I-O-N is medical terminology for an injury. It's for when you get impact on NADs. They crush your testes. You got an I-O-N.
Swift groin shot will give you an I-O-N. Yeah. Yeah. That's a technical term. NADs. Right. That's what the doctors call them.
I've been watching a lot of House.
This man suffered NAD trauma.
House is at it again.
That curmudgeon.
That Wistersnippin.
It's not a sprightly elf, Lou.
He's British.
Didn't we decide on this?
Pete, what was the letters again?
I-O-N.
I all know that you've been caught doing this once or twice, but it's an intense ogling ninja.
Ooh, I know what you're doing.
Girl walks by like laser beams, right? At the air can or some titties.
I thought...
You stare so hard she could feel.
Yeah. No, but she doesn't. She feels it. She doesn't know it. Kind of like a ninja.
Like your periphery.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to... You were going to mention...
Like, she's about to look at you, and you're like, ninja, vanish.
I thought you were going to mention that dude that we know.
What?
I thought you were going to mention that dude that we know who looks through girls' windows.
Oh, yeah.
He's I-O-N.
Stephen Herman.
What a creep.
If you classify as creepo.
I didn't know there were Jewish ninjas. Now we know.
Well, he got caught.
Yeah.
A couple times.
Several times. Not really a ninja as much as a perpetrator.
Or creep. I think the term for him is creep.
Yeah.
Creep. All right, so yeah.
It's... Lauren, up to you. I-O-N.
Struggling here.
This is the toughest one.
Yeah.
By far. So you
it is, especially when it's like certain words get taken away, like ninja. I was going to go ninja. And with the N, I just keep thinking of the Hogan thing. I'm finding it hard to come up with a word that starts with N that doesn't...
Well, how about you say N-bomb instead of N?
Yeah.
You what?
Replace whatever... replace the whole word with N-bomb.
Or I'm surprised you didn't go Nazi. You were in a Nazi kind of mood.
I mean, Nazi can get a mood, too.
All right. I've got international ovarian ninjas. Or...
Slipping that dick.
Is that a terrible term for a rapist?
I thought it was like lady ninjas.
That's... It's like, whoa, did I just get fucked?
It's in the deep webs.
I've heard you mention that. Have you been surfing the deep web?
Yeah, I stumbled across it when I was looking for naked Ronda Rousey photos.
Do they exist?
No.
Damn it.
Sadly, I wasted 2 hours of my life yesterday.
Damn.
Brian has a contemplative look on his face.
No, I was thinking about Ronda Rousey. She's pretty cute.
Would you call her Angry Julia Stiles?
Yeah, she is Angry Julia Stiles. But, I mean, she's hot.
Yeah. All right. Very ninjas. We had, what was yours?
Intense Ogle Ninja.
Ogle Ninja. I'm going to go Ogle Ninja on that one. Just because I've been said Ogle Ninja. We all have. Brian?
Yes.
Movie title. Nice Girls Don't Explode.
Nice Girls Don't Explode?
That's correct. ION, International Organization of Nerds. Mm-hmm. So.
You didn't know that one, Pete?
I didn't get the invite.
It came via Carrier Owl.
Hedgewig!
Nice Girls Don't Explode is a porno where this girl gets, like, triple teamed. All four holes. By three holes.
That tricky fourth hole.
I was doing the math there.
You don't know what the fourth hole, kid?
You don't know about that one behind the knee? That special one? Mm-hmm. Wow. All right, Lauren. Nice Girls Don't Explode.
All right, I've actually seen this one. It's a movie where there's a girl that is on a quest to have an orgasm, and no dick is big enough for her to be satisfied. And the whole movie, she's going from porn star to porn star. She ends up on Mandingo, who's a monster in the game, and still she just sits there. She sits there emotionless, just nothing.
Oh, we get no resolution at the end of this movie?
No, it just ends.
She doesn't explode.
Is she Asian? Is that why she's not moving?
No, it ended very, very French. The screen turned black and it just said, it was the motion in the ocean.
I think I may have seen that one too. It's the sequel to Debbie Does Dallas. All right, Lou.
Yeah.
Nice Girls Don't Explode.
It's a coming-of-age movie, but it's like Bollywood. So Nice Girls Don't Explode is like a musical about a girl.
I wish there were cameras in here just for Brian's Bollywood dance. He hasn't stopped doing it.
This is a musical about a girl whose family is trying to convince her not to join a radical terrorist group.
Oh. All right. I like the juxtaposition.
She's
there.
Going away to ISIS college.
ISIS you.
Lesson one is the American flag. Hate it.
Right. Lesson two, boom.
Pretty much all these days, isn't it?
It's a quick course.
All right, for that one, I kind of like Lauren's kind of sad take on porn there, where you get no satisfaction at the end. It's just, I picture the last shot is just her, single tear, cuts to black, and you just see Finn across.
It's like the last episode of The Sopranos. Just left empty. You're like,
just
all right.
A small town girl living
The actual plot of this movie is a girl causes things to catch on fire every time she is excited.
Like Harry?
Excited how?
It doesn't specify.
She gets wet.
Yeah.
The Jonas Brothers concert.
The Great Jonas Fire.
The Great Jonas Fire.
At least it would take out some tweeners.
Yeah. She could do a Billy Joel concert and be very ironic.
That took a minute. She did start the fire.
We didn't. She did.
That's Lou. It was her.
It was her.
I saw her do it.
Hey, sometimes you need a snitch.
All right. Lauren, you're starting this one off. This is the law question. In Carrizozo, New Mexico, it is still unlawful for a woman to be seen. How?
In a burqa.
That actually makes a lot of sense. I thought that might be the actual answer.
Bitch, you better show your face.
Yeah. Don't you be bringing that ethnic shit around here. This is Arizona. We're New Mexico.
Don't like some of that shit.
You better not be renting Nice Girls Don't Explode.
All right, Lou, we go to you. Carrizozo, New Mexico, it is still unlawful for a woman to be seen.
Reading.
Mm.
They're not allowed to advance their intellect whatsoever.
Is that in New Mexico, then?
Yeah, it's on their fucking state motto.
Mm-hmm.
What you reading for?
Your motto is, you gotta churn to earn. Just churning butter.
It's right there in the state charter, right below Eatin' Ain't Cheatin'.
But with a name like Carrizozo, like, what the fuck?
Anyway. Right.
It is. Yeah.
The unofficial catchphrase of this show. Brian, on to you. Carrizozo, New Mexico. Unlawful for a woman to be seen.
And heard.
And heard.
Did she go to the Milford Academy? Or
it's like, please be silent. Scott, excuse me, sir. Your wife is talking.
Restrain her.
Yeah. Sir, your wife is jabbering my ear off.
They don't want him to be able to say no.
Get her under control, sir.
Proper answer is be seen in public with hairy legs.
I agree. That's a good full-heartedly with that, too.
Yeah. That's a great
You
law.
Should up the ante. No hair on the pussy either. Get rid of that, too.
Punishable by stoning.
Definitely get rid of the underarm. You don't want to see
it. Oh, yeah. No, definitely. Yeah. 100%.
Lou, what was your answer for that? Reading.
I like
that one's out.
Heard.
Yeah. I like heard, and I like burka between those two. I'm going to go heard. I'm going to go heard on that one. All right. Card two. Lauren started that round, so Lou, you start this one up.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I pulled this one, because I can't say this word. What is the definition of spizzerinctum?
Spizzerinctum. That's when someone licks your sphincter, and there's some spit in it. The spizzerinctum.
It's a sloppy toss salad.
Mm-hmm. When someone tongue punches that fart box, you got a spizzerinctum. Blah, blah, blah.
Everything's funnier with a well-timed blah, blah, blah.
I learned that from the Church of the Butthole.
Hallowed be thy name. Yeah. Brian, spizzerinctum.
It's not actually one word. It's actually four words, and then the next four words that Little John wants to make popular, like spiz, ictum. Hey man,
what?
That one sucked. I was thinking, whatever, man. It sucked.
I feel like you had a direction there, but yeah. The execution was off.
Maybe we just don't know enough about Little John.
I know he yells words, yes. But normally they're words.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I said that's the next words he's going to make popular.
Word.
But what was the four? Never mind.
All right.
Each vowel. Each.
I get it.
Yeah.
But still, what?
Just think.
Okay.
What? Okay.
All right, Lauren. Spizzerinctum.
I'm thinking he was like a very talented yet unknown painter that died tragically.
Could have been a Ninja Turtle.
Could eat lead paint.
Like, do we go with Spizzer?
He only ordered good toppings, though. Yeah, pepperoni.
Moron. Great taste, though.
Yeah. They found him dead with paint all over his mouth.
Yeah. He's the one who was this huffing.
He died a very Charlie Kelly death.
Silver mouth.
He grabbed the eggshell paint and he's like, milkshake. Glug, glug.
I'm going to go with that one. I like that. I like where it went.
I'll give the credit to the other two that made it funny, because it wasn't funny initially.
It's all about the build.
Yep.
Who? That was Lou. All right, just so you know, it means energy and ambition. I don't know what that... He's full of spizzerinctum.
That sounds fucking dirty.
Sounds terrible, right?
Yeah. It's like, would you say I'm full of...
Some kind of disease, uncurable?
He's got weeks to live.
That's what I should have gone with. Like, a terminal disease. Just eat your asshole inside out.
Ooh.
Spizzerinctum is bum fluid.
No, that's spizzerectum.
Bum fluid.
Bum fluid is spizzerinctum.
If you just squeeze a bum out.
If you wring them out, it's like, ugh, spizzerinctum.
See, now you guys are bringing the gold.
Lou, cut, paste.
All right, Brian, we start with you on this one. Who is Mary H. Reeser?
Mary H. Reeser?
Yes.
Mary H. Reeser is a librarian that is... It's just a boring name, man. I got.
I know this one's not a good one.
She drives a Saab. I mean, she shops at the organic grocery store. She's a real bitch.
She likes Whole Foods.
Yeah,
what a cunt though.
Yeah, she was telling like how she fed her baby organic baby food. It's like you just can't stand it.
Yeah, if you want to hear 20 minutes, I'm like grass fed is better.
Mm-hmm.
She hasn't had gluten in 8 years.
She doesn't
even have celiacs.
She doesn't even own a TV. All right.
And she brags really, about it yeah, constantly.
She's a very well read person. A real bitch.
Mary H. Reeser. Bitch. All right, Lauren. Mary H. Reeser.
I'm thinking she designed like the strap on that has balls attached to it.
She felt something was missing from the traditional design.
Like women like the flap of the balls hitting the asshole. So
yeah. She's getting fucked by a strap-on gun. Something's missing.
Thank Mary H. Reeser for that. Get the flappity flap.
Yeah. That's why we call those fake nuts Reeser danglers.
Reese's Pieces.
Reeser's Pieces.
Oh, no. I was going to say something Reese's Pieces related.
Well, here's your chance. Mary H. Reeser.
Here's your pick.
Mary H. Reeser. I don't know. She was a greaser. She was like Travolta on Grease. She brought the Grease lightning.
Grease is the word that he's trying to focus in on here.
Yeah.
Grease. 300 Xerxes.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I like it.
That's like a Yoko Ono answer, man. Like, what do you mean by any of that?
I don't know.
Well, you were stumbling on yours, but we found it. We're not finding it on yours. We're not finding it on yours, Lou.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a way to help you out, Lou. Sorry.
Mary H. I don't know.
If more more words rhymed with Reeser, we could make a poem. But Mary H. Reeser, she was a greaser. Kind of dead end.
That's it.
I mean, usually Lou and James Bond's in sticky situations, he fucking parachutes out the window, man.
I got nothing. That's it.
All right, so I'm between the other two here. Definitely not that one.
No shit, man.
I'm going to Lauren because you got there without the assist.
If my daughter came home with that joke, I'd be so mad. I told you not to date those people.
You just go racist on a joke.
Which people?
What do you mean, you people?
Those unfunny dark jokes.
Oh, okay. Oh, the grease, I get it. Hulk Hogan over here.
Right.
Brother.
He too has no sleeves.
Hulk, I forgot about him. He just wanted us to eat vitamins and sugar. Yeah.
Say your prayers, eat your vitamin. White kids. All right, she was actually a Florida woman who burst into flames and became the first documented case of spontaneous human combustion.
Can you imagine being the first case, like, observer of that?
Yeah.
Like if it happens now, it's probably crazy, but you're like, that's a thing?
Yeah. Like, oh, that's what that is. Otherwise, it's just, witch!
I think it's slightly worse for the woman who's getting it, though.
Why? You're shocked forever. She's dead in like a couple seconds.
Yeah, but
painfully.
She's fucking burning to death.
Yeah, instantly, though.
It's like, not instantly.
The shock alone has got to be pretty crazy.
I mean, they don't explode, right? They just sort of catch fire.
I've never seen it in person or on video
now,
or necessarily believed in its existence.
Now, with all this nerddom, though, do you think for, like, the first second the kid thinks that he or she is a superhero?
Like, he just happened to yell, flame on first?
Boom! It's like, I have the power.
Maybe if he was... If he was giving her, like, the stink eye, and then it happened.
Like, oh, you're thinking, like, he's looking at her. No, I'm talking about the actual person on fire.
Oh.
Like, for, like, just 1 second, you're like, I'm
the Human Torch.
No, I think it's more likely that she was being a bitch, and some dude was just glaring at her, and then, oof.
Like, can you imagine if you could throw mind bullets out like that?
Yeah.
That guy had a pep in his step afterwards. Yeah.
Don't look at me, cross bitch.
Yeah. Don't fuck with me.
I'm going back to work right now.
I got a list.
Say something, boss man.
He got fired the next day for eyeballing his boss for like an hour.
What the fuck are you doing?
He's making that noise.
Why would you make the Steve Austin noise?
It's getting warm in here, no?
No.
All right. Hate to do this to you, Lauren, but you get the initials question. F-E-R-S.
Wait, I'm sorry. Who won that last one?
Who did
I think you did.
No, I gave it to Lauren.
Oh, okay.
What was it, even?
What was the question? Mary H. Reeser.
Oh, yeah, it was
the strap-on balls.
Strap-on balls? All right.
It was the balls, of course.
And what was it, actually? Was she actually?
She was burned? Spontaneously.
Oh, my God. I
we was... went on a journey there.
All right, my bad. All right.
So.
He's still high.
Yeah, I'm pretty boxed.
So the initials were F-E-R-S.
All right, I'm most of the way through it. I'm just trying to come up with the S here. I got French eat raviolis.
I don't think you know much about Europe. Oh, you're completely confused with the Italian people.
I mean, they must have at some point eat ravioli. That's all I'm saying. Statistically speaking.
We eat ravioli.
Yeah.
I get that.
Or it's such an anomaly, they came up with the anagram.
What? But when the French do it, they're shitty about it. Like, oh, this ravioli. This Italian swine food.
Swine food. Not fit for a dog.
I wanted to come on just to insult your Italian heritage.
Where's the white flag?
I cannot eat another bite.
Feed it to the dogs.
These Italian cheese pockets are disgusting.
Forget the dogs. Don't feed it to the dogs.
You call this fromage?
I just like the French voice. And their contempt.
For ravioli?
Yeah. Ravioli is making me sick.
Feed it to the rats.
Throw it overboard. All right, Luke. Fucking follow that one.
That would be a tough one, actually, to beat.
Jesus.
F-E-R-S.
That is when you're into some freaky shit. It's fucking epic ritual slaughter. They tear bitches up.
Fucking epic.
It's pretty metal.
After the fucking epic part, I'm a little lost on that one.
They love Never heard of epic slaughter? Hashtag.
Duh.
Duh.
Something like you gotta get in the deep webs, bro. Telling you.
It's like some Metalocalypse shit.
Get to one of those parties where they do, you know?
Good band name, too. Epic Slaughter.
Seriously?
We Metal. Fucking rock. We're Epic Slaughter.
I would listen to a band named Epic Slaughter.
They'd have to be like Steel Panther, though. It'd be like jokey. You know, like you can't just have like a... Like...
No, I want them totally earnest about the whole thing. No.
They're actually opening up for French Ravioli this weekend.
French Ravioli. They have those curly...
They're
those, like,
single puh.
They all wear berets and look snooty.
They have the Vincent Price mustaches and stuff.
Little pencil ones?
Yeah, the little pencil ones. Throw it out!
They all got striped, black and white striped shirts.
Tastes like vinegar!
And they beat you with a baguette!
They don't actually have guitars, they're just miming it.
They're an air band. Do you not understand art?
They just insult the audience the whole time.
Pour the wine!
You wouldn't know art if it hit you in the face.
As they pelt you with cheese.
Dump raviolis on your head.
Disgusting! It suits you, dog!
Buy this to waste it.
All right. Brian, F-E-R-S.
It's a felony. It's a funny elf rock slap. It's basically you smash fucking a midget in the face with a rock.
Rock slap? Mm-hmm. You're basically just killing a midget.
It's a felony, I said.
That's true.
Your murder is a felony, right?
You put it right up there.
No, but if you murder him, then that's a murder. But this is just funny. It's like, you know, you just crack him.
More demeaning than dwarf tossing.
Yeah.
That actually got out of control in Texas, they had to add it to the law books.
You're right. No, but like you get more points if you skip the rock or something like that.
If you can hit a midget within 500 yards, skipping a rock.
Points are given for style. So doing a flip over the guy and then smacking him, that's more points.
Wow, I would build like a trebuchet. It's like, I was in one town. I was in the next town over, and I still got him.
It's a pebble. It's like, ah!
And I spray painted on it. Look out. What the fuck is that?
It's very dangerous. It's a very dangerous thing, but yes. Slap midges right.
Would it still count if I tied him to the rock before I fired it?
No, that's not slap.
That's not a slap. It's not a
slap. Ain't nothing funny about that.
Why is that not funny? There was a thin line between killing him by beating him to death.
Either you get squashed.
And launching him. Like a fucking little rocket.
Tied to a
boys.
Like, no.
Because that wouldn't kill him. They'll just slide down a rainbow.
You just hear him.
Tee-hee. You almost got me, tee-hee. You'll never get my goal.
You know they stand on toilets.
Yes, we've heard.
Sorry, Lou, but again, it comes down to these two, though. Because we went off on good... I don't know...
I like the French voices, to be honest
with you. It's my new favorite thing.
Throw that! Feed it to the dogs!
We're going French. Nice. French ravioli. All right, who started that? That was Lauren. So, Lou, you're up. What is the plot of the movie Last of the Clintons?
Last of the Clintons?
And for the record, it's the Flat Earth Research Society. FERS.
Flat Earth?
Yes.
They still exist?
Idiots who still think the world is flat.
Oh, my God. I thought you were like the planes or something like that.
Last of the Clintons.
They're like, I just don't buy it. It's not round.
Show me proof. That's all I'm saying. I'm not walking in a circle.
Last of the Clintons is Tom Hanks plays a white dude who gets way into funk, but eventually the popularity goes down. So he has to take over.
For George?
For George.
You went George Clinton.
You know what's fucking really weird about that? Is that I actually saw George Clinton on Sunday. I shit you not. And it was epic, man. Yeah. The one thing that I did not expect to take away from the show was just face-melting guitar solos. Like, they were better than any other metal band I've ever seen, like, as far as the guitar goes. They're killing it.
There's one thing you expect, or two, is, just, I guess, weird outfits and just mind-boggling metaphors.
And Da Funk.
Yeah. Oh. Don't forget
Da Funk. Brought the noise, and they brought Da Funk.
Yeah. The Last of the Clintons is about a white dude who was the last guy to ever do funk on the universe.
I appreciate that you casted it. Mm-hmm. That Tom Hanks is said guy.
Mm-hmm. That's it. He's the only white guy who can deliver da funk.
Brian, Last of the Clintons.
It's a Pixar movie. It's coming out. And it's about this this little sperm. And he like has this like you know like a whole like family you know in this like his house whatever and then all of a sudden he's on top of Monica Lewinsky's like the lapel I guess or in her mouth or whatever the fuck.
Damn.
I know where you're going.
Yeah,
it was actual sperm that was made famous.
Mm-hmm. And it could have that sad Pixar ending where he doesn't get to where he's got to go. It's mm-hmm. just kind of stuck there in the dress, but then he's the one that's like, he did it.
Yeah,
I could see it happening. I mean, Inside Out. You know, they're getting to like micro
Inside Out.
Yeah,
no, I've said
this is the next step.
Yeah,
sperm already... goes inside,
out, out,
onto a dress.
Yeah, they're getting there.
Okay,
watch. I tried.
All right, Lauren. Last of the Clintons.
All right, The Last of the Clintons was a newly released North Korean film where they successfully nuke the U.S. after Hillary Clinton's, she gets elected. And they, it's a shitty film they make where they actually successfully nuke us. And they're like...
It's an Alex Jones movie.
I would imagine that The Last of the Clintons is like, Chelsea's the only one left, and she's getting revenge.
Like Rambo?
Yeah.
Some little white girl. I like it.
Last of the Clintons. It's heard like...
Last of the Mohicans.
All right, so Pete gets the point then.
I got a dull one out for that. I like the P-Funk thing.
Word. You cannot beat Defunk.
I like that you went George Clinton. That just caught me off guard.
I was thinking like the Last Samurai-esque kind of thing. You know? How it's always a white guy.
Yeah. It's always Tom Cruise.
I got a movie for you. Last Nigga on Earth, starring Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's actually a 1935 Western about a detective tracking down some outlaws. Imagine that. A Western about tracking down outlaws.
Hmm. Or fighting Indians.
That's basically the two plot points.
Or aliens.
In one tragic case. All right. Final question. Mm-hmm. Lou, I think we're back to you.
No, because I delivered the funk.
Oh, that's right. So, Brian, we're up to you. In Texarkana, mm-hmm. It is against the law to ride a horse. Blank.
Drive a horse to water without making him drink.
Not bad. Mm-hmm. Not bad. Mm-hmm. Having trouble coming up with anything else for that, but not bad.
All right,
Lauren, in Texarkana, it's against the law to ride a horse.
Canada or Canada?
Texarkana.
What the hell is that?
It's like a fucking down south. Like
southern?
Yeah. That's all you gotta know.
In Texarkana, it is illegal to ride a horse while listening to rap music.
I imagine those two things don't go hand in hand very well.
Yeah. Nope. I don't want to see that. I imagined it for a second. I'm like, ooh.
A clip, clap, a clippity.
Oh no! Oh no!
Remix,
MCN.
Oh no!
Sorry. All right, Lou.
Yeah.
Texarkana against the law to ride a horse.
In the ass.
Oh,
that's a good rule.
That is a great rule.
It's a fucking pretty sweet rule.
Stop. It wouldn't be an episode of the show without a horse fucking.
Just stop fucking horses.
Scott Dad fucking crazy pussy. These deviants have to fuck horses.
Oh, wow.
I've seen horses brain people, too. I'm shocked that they're brave enough to get behind there and try to stick their dick in them.
It's a weird paradox. Is horse pussy that good that you risk going to prison or getting kicked in the head?
I wouldn't say nay to it.
That's horseshit. Boo all those. all those follow-ups. Gonna go.
Da-da.
I like the rap one.
Oh, the rap one?
I like the rap one.
Mm.
All right, let's do it.
I think it's...
So the one that I won on the game, right?
Yep. We got Brian with 2. Mm. We got Lou with 3. And Lauren jumped ahead at the end with 5.
Ah, beginner's luck.
Holy mm-hmm. shit.
I feel like newer to Balderdash is a strength in the game.
You got a clean slate.
Clean mm-hmm. slate. You haven't burned your good material. Mm-hmm. But you guys all came up with good ones for that one. That was a good round.
Word.
So, we got anything left?
What do I get for winning?
He gave you a golf clap.
You're the best around.
Sound like you're fapping over there.
You get to choose who goes first next week. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, me or Lou.
The only two we know are going to be here.
Yeah.
We'll be in touch via Twitter. Uh-huh. And that's about it. That's all I think we got, right?
Make Lou go first. Make Lou go first. Oh, I can't say it.
This is a simple...
Make me go first. I don't even want to say Lou Goo, okay?
That's his poor name.
That's his poor name. Lou Goo is your poor name, man.
I'm stuck with it now. After that fucking Freudian slip.
You're like an evil bad guy character.
Lou Goo, a.k.a. Lil Xerxes.
Stooley Lou Goo. He just comes on you and then tattles.
Stooley Lou Goo.
Lou Goo.
It was me!
Yo, and your finishing move could be the Kamehameha attack.
Kamehameha. I like it.
Lou Goo. Nice.
That's making its way to the drawing list. All right. So.
What was it? Lauren, so where can we find your show?
You can find it on iTunes and everywhere, pretty much everywhere you listen to podcasts. It's Bold and Belligerent Podcast. Mm-hmm. You can just Google it. We're on Twitter. We're on all that shit. Facebook, we can't really respond to anything because we can't log in, but. You know, everything else. Twitter is really where you can find us if you want to, you know, communicate with us. Or otherwise, we're on iTunes, Podbean, all that shit.
And it's a great show.
Yeah.
If you, like, it's definitely like, if you like this, you like both of us. Because I laugh my ass off at you guys. So thanks for coming on. Do appreciate it.
Really appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man, you should definitely come on again in the future.
Anytime.
And you guys just had your best of, so.
Yeah, definitely. If you want to find out what we're all about, go check that out.
Yeah, real good jumping off spot there. Yep. Get to know all the cast of characters. So, as for us, you can find us on Twitter at PIB Comics. You can like us on Facebook. You can check us out on iTunes, Podbean, all those good places. Comic-Con, we're going to be at New York City Comic-Con this October.
Booth 583
with some new stuff.
Pete, what books are we going to see there?
We're going to see Night of Redemption, drawn by me, written by Brian. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be slightly more red to the end of the book because his hands are bright red right now.
Yes. In fact, they don't work right, so we'll be pressed for time.
And also, check both of us, you know, Painted Black and Bald and Belligerent on Radio Vegas.
Radio Vegas, yes. Yeah.
That's cool what time slot are we at this point?
We're Tuesday mornings.
Lauren, what time slot are you guys over there?
I think we're actually Tuesday as well. We're Tuesday evening. Like Tuesday at 7
p.m. I was kind of hoping that like we were your lead in or vice versa. That would have been kind of cool.
Either way, listen on Tuesday. Yeah. It's a good day.
It's the best day.
Absolutely. I was actually live in their studio on their show, the Rockin' Comedy Show, last week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh,
is that cool like guy. Archive that you can listen to? Or
yeah, it? Yeah. It's a Rockin' Comedy Show, and it was last Thursday. So I think he does a lot of shows, so it's kind of, you'll find it in there. Probably has a description. Cool. It was near the end of the show. Mike and I were on there. I tased him.
Nice.
Nice.
That's a thing that I'm glad we never got into, was the brutality aspect.
Oh, you know what? I thought that for your show, you might want to try out yanking out a guy's nose hair.
Ooh.
Because they say it's impossible not to at least shed one tear when you
I trim the nose hairs, man.
Not trim.
I yank them out.
And not do it to yourself, but to another? Is that,
yeah.
Like, now, why is that the stipulation?
Like, you can't tickle yourself? You can't...
Like, you get some pliers in there and just...
I like where you're going, Lou. Maybe instead of... I was going to say pliers instead of tweezers. Some needle-nose pliers.
Yeah, get a tuft. Yeah. A tuft of hair, not just one.
Sounds awful.
Needle-nose pliers sounds a little aggressive for me. I like the tweezer better.
Of course you do. You like to be in your fucking... your salon with your boy Manny.
Shut up. Shut up, Lou.
Your foot scrub.
Right. After you give me a petty, get rid of these pesky nose hairs.
What can you do about these pores?
Lauren, Lou over here has slave feet. He's got really ugly feet. His corns on them, ashy as hell.
Yes, they do. 100%.
You have bum feet.
And Xerxes wouldn't stand for that. No. He's well taken care of.
No, that's why he wants the slave girls to pamper.
Yeah, but
to feed him grapes while they scrub his feet.
With those feet, you'd be in the fucking crazy tent.
So maybe I'll dress up as the humpback. What's wrong with
this
guy?
No, they'd be like, "What's wrong with this guy? Take your shoes off."
Throw him off the cliffs.
Throw him out.
Use the trebuchet for the midgets.
Launch him with a ravioli. All right, so let's call this a night. Lauren, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
This was a long time coming. Glad we got to do it.
Yeah.
So for myself and Brian and Lou, close the door behind you.
Curse on the stars, stars, and big old eagles.